Cold temperatures across the northern plains and upper Midwest will stay with us through the weekend, but there is some good news in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have temperatures that are downright cold out there right now, but they aren't as cold as they're going to be. The temperatures at this hour are in the negative single digits in central through northeastern North Dakota and northwestern portions of Minnesota. Temperatures are in the negative lower teens, though, in northwestern North Dakota, and everybody else in the region are seeing temperatures that are mostly single digits and teens. Now, as we go forward through the weekend, we will get colder as promised. A strong surface high pressure center will continue to work its way into the area. It is strong enough to block precipitation from impacting the region, and we will be dry through the entire weekend and maybe into Monday or Tuesday of next week. Now, if you're traveling out to the west, you may run into some snow. And if you happen to be listening to us from central or western parts of South Dakota through the internet or whatever device, you may find yourself looking at some snow as we go forward through the weekend. We do look for some of that region to pick up on a few inches of snowfall as we go forward through that time. I think Saturday into Sunday morning will be the snowiest time period for that particular area. The snow will diminish in the afternoon Sunday. And accumulations out that way, well, they may get way upwards into the 3 to 4 inch range in a few spots, but we certainly don't expect that to be very common. And it looks like the rest of us will be dry, like I said, and we do expect those temperatures to drop off, and we'll likely see the coldest mornings occurring Saturday and Sunday. At that point in time, we will likely have readings that will drop into the negative 20s across the northern parts of North Dakota, and we'll see some of that in northwestern Minnesota, but probably more so Sunday than tomorrow. Now, we'll look for negative teens in the rest of North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. We'll look for the lows in the rest of the region in the positive and negative single digits. As we go on into the first part of next week, we may not see any more negative 20s, but we'll be in the negative teens near Canada's border, and we'll look for that on Monday and Tuesday, maybe even on Wednesday morning of next week. In the meantime, temperatures below zero will be occurring all the way down into Kansas and parts of Missouri as this cold air mass stretches out for a little while longer. After that, though, a warming trend is expected to begin. Our temperatures will recover nicely, getting back into a seasonable range by the time we finish out the week next week. The second week of the forecast could bring on some normal to slightly warmer than normal conditions, but only briefly. I do think we'll see another shot of cold air building up as we get to the second half of this month. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.